Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three.
This is Lock and Load, and back off of wherever he went. Joining me again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, it's great to be with you again. Now, happy Easter, and yesterday. Are you going to the NRA annual meeting that's this coming weekend?
I am not.
Nor am I. I know, of course, a lot of people are. The NRA has had so many political problems. I'm waiting for that to settle out before I want to participate again. Have you heard similar comments from others?
I have. I've also heard somewhat ominous comments from others regarding the NRA and the meetups that this might be the last one.
Oh. Well, you know, if I guess I feel that way. Unless the NRA changes, I won't be attending. So, yeah, it could be the last one. Meaning, they may run the organization into the ground and kill it. I could easily imagine.
Well, they're really low on money right now. They need to have sold out this show, right? They would make their money back just for the presentation of the show, and then they need to really have a lot of people joining at this meetup. In order to try to get things back into the black. That's my understanding.
You know what was amazing? I've had people in the NRA tell me that, oh, no, Wayne can pick up the phone and raise millions anytime he wants. He's not a liability. I'm going, well, let's see what the books say, because they're bleeding money hand over fist. I agree.
Yeah, I kind of think that Wayne's fundraising days are done.
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people who basically said, oh, I've got lots of money for the NRA as soon as Wayne isn't there. Okay, so a few weeks ago, we had the California handgun roster overturned. Last week, I saw that it was a three-judge panel opposite corner of the country up in Massachusetts who said, yeah, you know that handgun roster you have? That looks a lot like California's. Massachusetts, in light of what the U.S. Supreme Court said in Bruin, yeah, no, it was a remarkably one-page decision. They said the lower court who affirmed the handgun roster, yeah, they're wrong. Go back, look harder. Here's the relevant law. Try again. Interesting. It looks like these rosters may fail. Now, what I suspect will happen is the states will appeal. And here's, we've talked about this before. This is chess. This is a game of chess. Do you want to lose small or lose large? Because if they try and push that up to the U.S. Supreme Court and the Supreme Court accepts it and says, we told you how this is done. You're wrong. Now you have a ruling that is enforced across the entire country.
Right.
Interesting. I wonder how that's going to play out.
Well, I mean, in the past, whenever they've done this, if it's been somebody bringing suit against them for something, they've been able to out-lawfare them because they got more money.
Right.
Except now with the Bruin decision, I think that takes money out of it. And
we're still talking about nearly $1 million to appeal the case.
Right.
At the federal level, but yes, much less than it used to. True. Yeah.
It's an interesting time. It is an interesting time, especially given the political regime and you know, what happened in Tennessee and all these other things that are, well, everything that's in play, all these politicians getting expelled in various places.
Oh, yeah, in Tennessee. Well, let's be clear. They basically staged their own January 6th event in the Tennessee legislature. Three anti-gun Democrats said, you can't pass this pro-gun bill. And the guys go, why not? Well, we're having a sit-in. And they go, you know, you understand that's outside the rules of the legislature. We don't care. It's not right. And they go, nope, actually it's not. So, yeah, they were expelled for their behavior. Not their decision, not their opinion, but their behavior in violating the rules of the legislature.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's see. Oh, there's so much I want to talk with you about.
Sure.
Do you remember, and this was forever ago, meaning 18 months, there was this Army sergeant who was driving an Uber.
Yep.
He runs into a BLM protest. One of the protesters points his AK-47 at the sergeant, at the driver. The driver goes, oops, this is bad. This looks like someone's about to kill me because they're pointing a rifle at me. And he defends himself. A Soros-funded prosecutor then got the guy convicted. And now there's evidence of witness tampering and evidence withholding. See, that's against the law. So I wonder if this Soros prosecutor bit off more than he could chew. Have you read those cases?
I haven't read the part where there might have been some tampering. I've been looking at it, and Dan Zimmerman came on before you did, and I mentioned to him that it's sort of this reminds me of a couple of things. It reminds me of Shanine Allen, right? Because now you got this thing where the governor's stepping up saying, even if you do this, I'm going to pardon you, which is exactly what he said in St. Louis with the McCluskeys as well. And
yep.
Despite that, this guy Garza decided to go after them. And I mean, Austin is Austin right now. If it weren't for the state police, Austin would be basically unattended.
And that reminds me of Seattle, because the Seattle City Council has done innumerable stupid things. And you could say, well, did the stupid things that the city council do represent the will of the voters? And I think what happens is, well, this, in every election, politicians always sell themselves as being moderate. I'm slightly left, I'm slightly right, but then they can get in office and do crazy things that the voters would never approve of if those actions were put to a vote. Meaning, I think the electorate is wiser than their politicians, but we have to rein them in. What was the old comment? Your politician doesn't have a spine. You have to loan him yours. And I think that's also true for a brain. We have to tell them, that's a bad idea. If you haven't thought it through, I have. Stop it. There's something that was interesting again in Central Florida. Marion County, Billy Woods is the sheriff there. Two criminal thugs, teenagers, stole firearms and shot up a bunch of other kids.
I'll tell you what.
And he got.
Hold it right there. Oh, tell everybody how to.
Already?
Quick go. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Bill. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up at AmmoLand and now on OpsLens.
Very cool. We'll have to talk about the OpsLens things. I hear all these people talking about OpsLens. I don't know anything about it at all. But anyway.
Okay.
The written word and the audio podcast, all available through Mr. Morris here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Tell me about this ops lens, because I hear all kinds of people on ops lens, but I don't even know what it is.
It is an aggregator. There are, they pay some editors. I went there because MLN said they didn't want my opinion pieces. They just wanted me to write self-defense gun stories, period. But by the way, listing my articles that I publish in self-defense gun stories, that wasn't enough either. They just wanted their one format. And so I needed write about what I think.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, well. So, Opslines. I wrote my most recent article there was about how blind judges are to the handgun roster in California. I mean, the judge said, and we covered it here before, the outrage meter finally needle twitched far enough that I had to write about it, that, oh, yeah, Bruin, the Supreme Court's Bruin case said, yeah, that handgun roster is unconstitutional. And the judge was wrong. Flat out wrong. It was the Heller case. The Heller case was about the arms that can be born and the condition they can be stored. Bruin was about issuing, the Supreme Court decision in Bruin was about licensing firearms, you know, or rather carry permits. So the Heller decision is over a decade old. Was it 2013?
It's about, yeah. The Heller decision, 2008? 2008,
yeah, there we go, 13 years old. And I said, wow, at this rate, how blind does a judge have to be to put up with these infringements? So I appreciate them very much that they're willing to let me state an opinion rather than just report on the news.
Well, opinions, you know, opinion pieces are, I love opinion pieces because they come from so many different perspectives. But I'm surprised, honestly, that they don't want your opinion piece at AmmoLand.
I think they need to run a lot of ads, and they get more clicks with, here's another self-defense gun story. They were demonetized by YouTube.
Right.
So, and I think that took a big bite out of their revenue.
I didn't know they had a YouTube channel. I'd heard that. I don't know why I never looked at that. I should go look at that. Let's see if I can find that. Anyway.
I want to jump back to what the Florida Sheriff, Billy Woods, said. He was essentially being grilled by reporters to say, how did these kids get the guns?
Right.
And he goes, they stole them. All the gun laws we have in place didn't stop this murder, did they? The bad guys are going to get guns no matter what law you put in place. The sheriff said, I see this every day, and the media won't publish the faces and behavior of juveniles who are violent. And he says, I think we need to. If we minimize the bad actions of a criminal juvenile, frankly, we're not going to hold them accountable and we won't change them. So here's a sheriff in Florida who's saying, when parents have failed and don't hold their children accountable, we as society have to. We'd like to protect them, but it looks like we've been overprotective. Wow. For a sheriff to say that is a pretty powerful statement.
Yeah. You know, I think the attitude is shifting. I think you give the blame for the bad act to the bad actor. And you do not let them
shoot.
And to a certain degree, some of the things that we on the pro-gun side have been doing has actually been sort of, I don't know, how should I put it? I feel like it is a little short-sighted to get out there and let them make it about the gun.
Right.
And, you know, for like the details, like with the Nashville shooting. Assault style rifle. Okay, that was a Kel-Tec Sub 2000. It's a 9mm pistol caliber carbine. It is not an AR type thing. It does have it does have the barrel shroud thingy on it, and that's what makes it look. Getting out there and worrying about those details takes away from the fact that this is probably an individual on a bunch of hormones and a bunch of other drugs. They probably led, you know, were part and parcel of this happening. She was suicidal and she decided to do it and take a bunch of people with her.
You're talking about Tennessee.
Yeah.
The attack on the church school in Tennessee. Hey, now, let's back up, because I want you to test my memory.
Sure.
We had the attack of the trans person from Texas. No, he called himself non-binary, who attacked the gay nightclub in Colorado Springs that's been a few months now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. The murderer at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. He was I think his parents were addicts. He was living with his grandmother, and he liked to post pictures of himself in girls' dresses.
Yep.
His grandma said he's going through a lot. Okay, you mentioned the trans murderer in Nashville.
Don't forget Highland Park.
Remind me of that. How was that involved?
Highland Park in outside of Chicago. The guy got up there and killed 7 people during a parade, and then put on a dress and blended in with the crowd. He was thought to be non-binary or gender fluid.
Highland Park. See, I forgot that one.
Yeah. It's a bunch of it's not surprising that this has happened, because these are all mentally ill individuals. I do not refer to them as transgender.
Oh,
I refer to them.
Talk to me.
I refer to them as musses, M-U-S-S, made up sexual status. There's no such process by which scientifically proven to where you or I could become a woman.
Right.
So transgender is a word they made up in order to try to have some sort of grammatical thing in place when they describe what they're doing. And, you know, you look at them, LGBTQI+. So that means it can be whatever. And I'm just not buying into it. I'm the Jordan Peterson of transgender. I'm not going to buy into that word.
A person of confused sexual status. Well, there was another one in Colorado Springs, where unfortunately this guy who goes around as a girl was arrested after he threatened to shoot up some schools. So we stopped this one ahead of time. Someone decided to listen. And that made me think back. Do you remember that the murderer at Sandy Hook, he refused to answer on his junior college application form whether he was male or female?
Yeah, I do remember that. Hang on a minute. Got caught up in this. Talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
USA News Update. An emotional Kentucky governor is reacting to the news that one of his closest friends was one of the people killed in a Louisville bank shooting this morning.
Tommy Elliott helped me build my law career, helped me become governor, gave me advice on being a good dad.
Governor Andy Beshear said 4 people plus the gunman, a 23-year-old former bank employee, were killed. 9 others were injured, 3 critically. A majority of Americans are against raising the retirement age for those in their 20s. A poll from Data for Progress shows that 65% of Americans are opposed to upping the age. Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis not to join the 2024 Republican primary race. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump claimed doing so would divide the Republican Party and ultimately hurt DeSantis' political career. Trump said DeSantis would lose the cherished and massive MAGA vote and never be able to run for office again. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We were just talking. He just brought up that Adam Lanza did not want to put on his forms or his college application forms that he was male or female. And I do remember that now that you mention it. We have a this generation has a bit of a mess going on for them.
Boy, well, okay. Help me again here. Do you remember the murderer at Island Vista?
Elliot Rogers.
Elliot Rogers, you remember the name, I forgot that. He beat to death his roommates as they slept. He then got a gun. He knew he couldn't, campus police were a problem, so he went to the local college student hangout and started shooting. Weren't there videos of him wearing lipstick?
Yeah, he made a lot of videos about himself. He had a whole YouTube channel about it. He thought he was quite the catch. But I mean, it seems at the very least, like most of today's youth, young men especially, when they get into college, there must be something in the indoctrination going on there to where they almost become androgynous.
I live down here in Louisiana. I'm sure that is true for some kids. It's not true for most. So I think we're talking about the fringe of society who has been told to let their freak flag fly, and that's what the news is covering. That's what the media is covering. I don't think that's true for most college students.
It is certainly a...
But it does sell newspapers, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But, I mean, this... giving it the whole, you know, the... Making use of words to help try to define what they are and everything else. All these things that are going on right now. We should not be surprised that some of them go dark.
Right.
And
well, adolescence is hard. telling people that if you feel uncomfortable, you're a victim, it's someone else's fault, and you should take revenge any way you want. That's a bad blank check to hand to disturbed teenagers.
Yeah, well, revenge. Revenge. What are we getting revenge for? And I mean, Corinne Jean-Pierre, she got out there and she said, these guys are feisty. They'll fight back. You know, that kind of thing. That kind of encouragement coming from government.
Right. Well, they need enough crate. Isn't that fascinating? We now have a political party in power who needs enough trans people to act crazy so that they will restrict the rights of normal people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know.
Wow.
Makes me wonder if they knew this was going to happen. They are always looking to isolate and make a different group of people. And it didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work with the veterans, and it didn't work with the old people, because most of the veterans that they tried to put on the list, they weren't going to be buying guns anyway, right? If you're a veteran and you're in the full-time care of the Veterans Administration, you very likely are not saying, hey, what am I doing today? I'm going to the gun shop, and then I'm going to run out on the range. Most of the time, you're probably fairly old, and you've got a few things going on. So,
right.
So getting out there and creating a list of them, that while it was outrageous to do it, at the same time, it didn't really. It's not like if they put me on a list, right?
Right.
Because I would be upset about that. I would have something to say about that.
Wasn't that fascinating to see the extent to which the FBI infiltrated Oath Keepers,
yeah,
the Proud Boys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. They identified over 40 FBI agents or government informants at the January 6th event who were inciting and in many cases leading the intrusion into the Capitol, and then turned around and said, you civilians, you caused an uprising. I go, really? At most, we sang in the choir. You guys were waving the baton. Wow. And the media fell for it. It was interesting, and I forget which independent journalist who called out the mainstream media going, look at you won't cover Trump's speech, and yet you cover the lies submitted by the January 6th commission. It's the media that has the problem with lies. And that may explain why our trust of the media has fallen to record lows. Bill, thank you so much. For you, Genesis, and the plain truth that you speak on WORD?
Well, you know, it's I don't know. The fun part of this should be that you and I should be able to sit here in these United States, and we should just be able to go, well, I went training, and I tried this gun, and I tried this optic, and I tried this holster. What did you find out? Because you tried the same thing. Oh, Bill, well, I thought it worked pretty good. What did you think? I too thought it worked really good there, Rob. But we can't do that because we're constantly having to fight one of these little side battles with these people that, you know, for lack of a better word, they're just tyrants. And now,
yes.
Now they've taken the youth of America and they're victimizing them. They are allowing them to take their body dysphoria to the nth degree.
Yes. Yeah. Which is, now, again, the media distorts what's true. Most kids aren't trans. Now, we've created an epidemic of it, particularly amongst young women.
Yeah.
When you look at trans individuals, most are women. Most are on the autistic spectrum. They don't know how to fit in. And somebody told them, oh, if you pretend to be a boy, you'll feel better. And that's psychological manipulation at best, and child abuse, more likely.
Yeah.
Bill, when I was down in Australia, I had a chance to do some thinking about the lives that gun owners save. And I went back and carefully reread the English report. That was a survey of firearms owners. And I think that misses, it glossed over a lot of the lives that are saved because it's such a difficult number to count. I mean, they said, okay, we know how many times a year we use a gun in armed defense. It's about 1.7. But that only counts the gun owners. What about the girlfriend who was home alone, grabs her boyfriend's shotgun, points it at the door, and the burglar goes, holy cow, this was not the robbery I had planned. Because she wasn't a gun owner, the official legal gun owner, those weren't counted. And any time someone under, it varied between 18 and 21 years, if someone under 21 used that firearm in armed defense, remember there are states where that's not allowed.
Right.
So the report chopped all those off. And they think the number might actually, rather than 1.7, might be, 2.8 million.
Yeah.
Well, but even then,
we're
there again. Yes. Oh my goodness.
That's what happens when you get lost in the diatribe. Rob, you can catch Rob's stuff both as a podcast and he writes it. That's very convenient for however you want to check it. You can get it. Self-Defense Gun Stores, the Polite Society podcast. And, well, he writes just about everywhere. Ops Lens, Ammo Land, Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rob Morse. Just talking about whatever comes up.
Bill, here's when we talk about armed defense in a fully functioning society, you know, things work by the book. You defend yourself. The bad guy runs away. The police arrest him. Great. He's out of the picture. Except now we have Soros prosecutors where if kids committed armed carjacking, they're right back on the street. We have armed bank robbers who go back out on the street same day. And now I'm starting to think that we've responded viscerally by saying, well, I need to protect myself. Most of the time we don't shoot. When we do shoot, we often don't hit. When we do hit, we seldom kill. But a lot of these guys show up at the hospital going, oh, yeah, I don't know where this bullet fell from the sky. And the guy goes, male, dressed this way, bullet wound to left side. Yeah, we're looking for you. So I'm thinking in about 10% of the cases, we help put some guy in jail because we defended ourselves. You could argue that a paintball gun would have worked as well, but in this case, we were using live ammo. And we not only save ourselves that day, we save the 10 people that guy was going to go victimize before the law enforcement finally put their hands on him and maybe put him in jail. That bumps the numbers up to maybe 5 million people a year who are saved because we have armed citizens in this country every year, 5 million a year. That's a lot of lives we save.
Yep, and I can only imagine what if we pulled away and all of a sudden you and I just said, yep, well, you know, I'll give up my guns.
Oof.
If we actually did that, it would really be bad.
We're talking about millions of new victims. What, 3 to 5 million, more likely 5 million new victims that year. Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. That's really, really bad. Don't do it. The reason I mention it that way is we forget what a virtue armed defense is.
Right.
It's not just you're saving more, you're saving your family. Maybe the people in the grocery store, maybe the people in your church, not only today, but if that bad guy gets caught, you saved people for months, maybe for years. And God bless, we need that.
Indeed.
We can go back to the ordinary, no more speculation. We had the New York red flag law was declared unconstitutional. Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
The judge said, look, we have laws. If someone is acting insane, we get a medical person's opinion, not a judge's. And if we're going to keep them for more than 2 days, we say, okay, we need a second medical opinion that has to confirm the first. Now we can hold them. And the red flag law doesn't do any of that. It doesn't meet the standards that New York has already set.
Right.
Okay, and he said, sorry, doesn't fly, doesn't pass muster. Now, that's an intermediate appeals court. There is a, that was the New York Supreme Court, which is not the highest court in the state, so it'll go from there. And do you remember Jake Wiskerson and Mike Saldi, Walk the Talk America, they talked about this. They said that there are mental health laws in place. Gun owners should be the first to say, you know, I'm having a problem. My wife's having a problem. My son, someone. We need to embrace mental health and say, look, I've put my guns in the gun shop for a while because, you know, maybe it's cancer treatment and you people in the family have cancer brain. We have to admit that there are times when we're not thinking clearly. Maybe it was a death in your family and you're suffering depression. We should, I really like that they are saying that gun owners who are responsible in so many important ways should embrace mental health as well. And you know that from the way suicide has influenced you personally.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How much longer do we have left? Because
about
this was a little funny.
3.5 minutes.
Did you? Nathan Fletcher is a county supervisor in San Diego, California. He's been a big advocate of red flag laws. Like many wheelers and dealers, political types. He thought the laws didn't apply to him, and he was accused of extreme sexual misconduct while in office. And I'm not going to talk about it because that would get you and I thrown off the airwaves. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But what was fascinating is San Diego gun owners then filed a motion where they asked the judge and the courts to say, hey, this would normally involve a red flag order. Was Nathan Fletcher disarmed and barred from owning firearms? Tell us what you did when one of your own is shown to abuse human rights. And they're waiting to hear an answer. This is where he says, yeah, I might have a sexual addiction problem. I'm going to go into therapy. Wasn't that a classic excuse that politicians make? Yeah, I've got a drinking problem. I'll tell you when I'm done with rehab.
Right.
And then he gets to go dark for a while.
Right.
So, interesting.
With no repercussions. With no repercussions. I'll never forget that.
Whenever, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, again, I've been out of the loop for a little bit. I did enjoy, and I saw this one even in Australia, that the Biden administration ended up paying $144 million because the Air Force refused to put the murderer in Sutherland Springs on the NICS list.
Right.
Did you see? Wow.
I did see that.
And if there is a little bit of justice, this was from the Obama-Biden administration when the Air Force refused dropped the ball.
Right.
And now the Biden administration gets to pay the freight. By the way, that was for only 5 victims out of the 22, and the settlement was $144 million.
Right.
Wow. They may owe quite a bit more.
Yeah,
quite a bit more.
That cat, Devin Patrick Kelly, he had some issues. I mean, and what always strikes me about these guys that do finally pop, you know, James Holmes, the Aurora shooter.
Yes.
The campus police were hot on his trail. They fully intended to get him, right? And then he just dropped out of school, so they stopped. They ceased. They did not call the Aurora PD
right.
and say, hey, we got this subject we got under surveillance. We know he's a bad guy. We've just been trying to build up a case to pop him. He's now out there in your population. They didn't do that.
He clearly expressed violent tendencies to his university psychiatrist who was treating him, and she refused to drop the dime on him.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and because she's a state employee, it may be harder to sue her. If she were a private psychiatrist, there's not enough liability insurance in the world to cover the claims that would be filed.
Yep.
And we
have run out of time.
Bill, thank you for letting me back on. It's great to talk to you.
But of course. Catch Rob Morse. Catch his Self-Defense Against Stories podcast. Catch him on Polite Society. And go find the stuff he's reading. I myself will be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.